Okay, we began discussing last time that the first step toward developing or creating a relationship with Hashem, the first dynamic in our relationship with Hashem is sensing Hashem, realizing that He's there, experiencing Him. Now this doesn't just mean belief that He's there, because you can't have a relationship with a person who you believe exists if you aren't actually sensing them. So the first step really, what we're doing is turning our belief that we've heard about since we're 2 years old into something sensory, into something that we experience, to actually experience Hashem in our lives. That requires a lot of thought. And the truth is that it's a lifetime career to be developing this sensory awareness. But, while on the one hand it's a lifetime career, on the other hand, it really serves as the basis of everything else we're going to want to be doing in our relationship with Hashem. I'll give an example of what we mean by this. There's a story of Epsad Yagoin. The Chavis Havavis cites this story without the name. The story of Epsad Yagoin. He used to go on a self-imposed golus. And he would go from town to town without making known who he was. He was an internationally known person, but he would go from place to place without making known who he was. People didn't realize who he was because they were in pictures. And one time he was in an inn and somebody from his hometown passed by and recognized him. Now, word spread like wildfire that the famous Reb Sad Yagoin was in their town, and the people came and mobbed the inn, all wanted to have a chance to see him, to get a bracha, to ask him questions, and Reb Sad Yagoin spent the rest of his night busy with the people of the town. After the crowd subsided, the innkeeper came over to him very, very apologetically and said, I beg your forgiveness that I didn't treat you right. I didn't realize who you were. So Reb Sad Yagoin said, what's the problem? You treated me very nicely. This is a from innkeeper who used to greet every guest he had very nicely, and he would go out and put in effort to try to make everybody have a pleasant stay. They said, it was a very pleasant experience being in your inn. Why do you feel so bad? So he said, yeah, I realize that I treated you with derech eretz like I would treat any guest, but that's certainly not the way I would treat the gadol hador. So I apologize for not realizing quite who you are and treating you the right way. Sadi Gain came away from that experience disturbed. He said, the truth is that this really makes me realize how we have to be relating to Hashem. Each day we deepen our realization, our appreciation of who Hashem is and what He's doing for us, and then we feel mortified about the way we related to Him yesterday. And then tomorrow, as we deepen our understanding and appreciation even more, we feel mortified about the way we related to Him today. Each day we tell Hashem, I'm sorry, I didn't quite realize who you are and what you've been doing for me. This is obviously a high madrega, but it's illustrating the point that experiencing Hashem and getting to see Hashem in your life is an ongoing, it's a progressive mahalach. It's not just that now you know Hashem and that's it. So let's just start on a simple level. The truth is that this is endless. Like we said, it's a lifetime career. But let's start on a simple level. To learn to try to start feeling Hashem in our lives. So first of all, this is what the Mesillas Yeshayahu calls Kedusha. A person sits down to eat a meal. Now, we know that you're supposed to eat your food L'Shem Shamayim. What does eating your food L'Shem Shamayim mean? Intend, I want to be able to have more koyach to serve Hashem. And therefore I'm eating in order to have more koyach to serve Hashem. I want to take care of my body right. Okay, so the Mesillas Yeshayahu says that's called the level of Tara, when you're doing everything for the right purpose. But yet, the eating remains a means. It's not an end in itself. It's not something that we could say that eating is a sacred activity in and of itself. It's a means of being in position. You're putting yourself in position to be able to serve Hashem better. But he said there's a higher level, and this is what he calls Kedusha, where the eating becomes an end in itself. How do you turn eating into an end in itself? When you sit down for a meal, I'm not talking about a fancy meal, a normal breakfast, if you focus on it, give respect to the food. And we don't think in these terms. We think in frum terms. On the contrary, you're supposed to pretend you don't really enjoy it and try not to enjoy it. It's a bracha that we say. We say once a year. So we only say once a year. You say, Asher bara yilonis tovos, b'ris tovos yilonis tovos lehanos b'hem b'nei adam. Hashem created all kinds of good things in order for people to enjoy. I don't know. That won't work with the frum approach that no, the whole purpose of the good taste of the food is a test. It's a nisayon. But we're faced with nisayonis. We don't make a bracha asher bara nisayonis tovos lehanos b'hem b'nei adam. Hashem wants us to enjoy. Just why? He doesn't want you to enjoy like an animal. You sit down. And there's regular bread there, but you like that bread at the end of the day. Right? If you're not just busy with all kinds of other things, actually you might achieve something by focusing on enjoying the taste. You like the bread. You like the egg. And you like the cucumber and tomato. And you focus on it. But instead of just focusing on enjoying the food, focus on the fact that Hashem prepared this for you. That He wants you to enjoy and feel Hashem. Hashem is smiling with nachas as He eats, as He watches you eat it. And He put a lot of effort into preparing, not effort, a lot of time into preparing it. A lot of time into preparing it. It's culminating Him getting the nachas of seeing you enjoy it. As you're eating that, feel His smile. Feel the fact that He wants you to enjoy this. Now you say it's hard to feel this when there's a billion people around the world who are all getting the same egg and the same cucumber. But you have to think of it in the following perspective. Think of a mashal of a man who walks by the park. He looks over the fence into the park. He sees 50 kids running around. And among them is his kid. So the father looks at it, he sees his kid. He gets an idea. He goes over to a nearby makolet. He buys a big bag of taffies. He hides behind the fence and he starts throwing taffies over the fence. All the kids are running around playing. All of a sudden there are taffies raining down on them. What do you do if there are taffies raining down on you? You grab taffies and you eat. Nobody even gives a thought. Turn around, see where it's coming from. But this kid suddenly occurs to him, this is my father's style. And he spins around and he catches his father before he ducks behind the fence. So I know it was you. So here, would you also say, it wasn't anything personal, there are 50 other kids getting taffies also. But you realize that, yeah, the point of it all was to one person who will turn around and say, Hashem, I knew this was you, and I knew that you're doing it for me. He's really the objective of the billions of people who are getting it all. Now this is experiencing Hashem. When you start taking up the time to enjoy your food, sounds sacrilegious. Sorry. But to enjoy your food and focus on experiencing what Hashem is doing for you. Or, I'll give a strange example, but Chazal didn't find it strange. I was once on a plane, right? We know, everybody knows that the plane is the forum for discussions of faith and theology. Right? We talked about that last night. I was once on the plane, and there was a Jew who was starting to consider Yiddishkeit. He said to me, if I would have a mystical experience, if I would actually have a mystical experience, that would make me frum right away. Okay, shkoyach. They say, not even if I would know someone who had a mystical experience, I think that would do something to me. So I said to him, you know what? I actually had a first-hand experience with God. He looked at me, what's coming? So I told him, the guy was an intellectual, I thought he might be able to appreciate. I told him, I went to the bathroom an hour ago. Okay, and? That's all. He looked at me. He said, you know what going to the bathroom is? And he realized the process that involves. Rabbi Yerucham Lavovitz said, if we would really appreciate what's going on every time you go to the bathroom, you'd write home, letting everybody know that you're okay. When you come out, Chazal didn't see this as funny. They made one of the longest of these types of brachas is on that. When you come out and you feel better, again, take out the time to note that. Take out the time to note for a minute that 2 minutes ago you felt uncomfortable and now you feel good. Note that. And what you actually experienced when you were in the bathroom was Hashem's loving stroke. Think of the words that you say in Asher Yotzah. galui v'yodua lifnei chisei chivoydecho shemiposeach echad mehem. Why are we bringing in the Kisei HaKavosh? It's known before the Kisei HaKavosh, before the heavenly throne. Why are we bringing in the Kisei HaKavosh in Asher Yotza? The answer is that we're supposed to appreciate that Hashem from the Kisei HaKavosh is busy stroking the inside of our body, making sure that we'll be okay. Experience that. These are places to start utilizing to experience Hashem in our lives. One meal after another, and one such experience in the bathroom after another, start accumulating to a person who begins living with Hashem. Now you already are starting to have a relationship. At least you're aware that there's somebody else with you. Not just knowledge, but you're experiencing the other person. You're actually starting to live with them. Then you have a basis. You can start moving on to the other dynamics of a relationship. But first there has to be somebody else there. So that's really step number one. And this is what the Mesilas Yesharim calls Kedusha, as opposed to Prishus, Tara, etc. In another minute that we have left for Ma'ariv, maybe that might be generous, but I just want to note that Be'ezras Hashem, this is a Chasheva program where people, we don't appreciate what it means that people take out time to come out to learn once a week. And Be'ezras Hashem, there are plans being developed to really try to spruce it up, to introduce curriculums with material that will be appealing and attractive and will give people a feeling that they're getting ahead and growing. It'll be developing, Be'ezras Hashem, between now and Pesach time. We'll be trying to introduce different things. Also, in general, just throw out that the Olam is encouraged to take advantage. We'll start trying to present it a little differently. Not that this is a group that meets on Sunday, just that all throughout the week this limud is going on, and Sunday is the day where we kind of get together and talk a little bit. But take advantage. We can add more nights. And Be'ezras Hashem, we hope that there will be also different programs and curriculums being introduced between now and Pesach that should also spruce it up, Be'ezras Hashem.